Here we describe frames in a sort of HTML point of view, and they, in general, they're very important just to get neat structure, and we need to make it dynamic, because the way we get things dynamic is have properties in one window accessing and changing properties in another window, so we have some fixed components in our window, in our total window, and some varying capabilities. As in these files, we have index things which tend to change very rarely, and then we have the actual foil itself which changes whenever we press a next or a previous button. Compared to the Java AWT, there are a lot of similarities. The AWT had a hierarchical layout where you can put one layout as a component of another layout. Again, frames can have frames inside them ad infinitum. Notice that Java uses, if you like, the subroutine or function syntax to specify layout with the argument specifying the layout. In JavaScript, or more generally in Netscape, HTML is used, or a text document is used, to specify the actual layout.